Thank you for calling Custom Support. My name is Gabrielle. How can I help you?
Yes, this is Samantha Young, and I have got a deal sent to my email for like a giveaway for a vacuum of some sort. And on it, it plain as day said, pay $5 for shipping, you won't be charged any extra, blah, blah, blah. And then it said if you were charged extra, that you're not, that, you know, obviously safe and secure checkout, you know, the stamp that it always says. Anyways, so I get on my bank account, and it says, you guys, best trends today, or best results, trends today, and you guys took out $59.89, and at plain as day said $5 shipping and handling, even the reviews, you know, the people did the thing. And I should have known better. I should have known with anyone like this, but that I want the money put back in the account. I don't want the damn vacuum. I don't want anything from you guys. I want the money put back in my account. I knew it wouldn't say $5. I had a funny feeling, and there was no other place stating anything about me as money. And I opened my bank because I immediately get alerts because I check my bank account daily, multiple times. And it said best results from today. And I was like, okay, that's the deal I was on. And then it said $59.89, and I was like, what the freaking heck? It was on plain as day, said $5.
What's your first and last name?
Samantha Young.
Can you verify your address for me?
622 West O'Gara Street. That's O-G-A-R-A. Harrisburg, Illinois, 62946.
Okay, give me one moment.
Okay.
Okay, because I see you have access to our meal planning app, which includes meal plans and recipe guides.
No, I didn't even, I clicked X to not even do that. They had a little X button, and I clicked X to not even do that, because this was for a Dyson vacuum deal that, for like Home Depot, that's how I even got started on it, and then it asked me the meal planning deal, and I clicked X to exit off there, and it took it off my screen. And then it said for safe and secure checkout, hit, you know, complete order for the Dyson vacuum, and I clicked complete order for the Dyson vacuum. And then it took me to thank you, your Dyson vacuum will be delivered, you know, in a time, whatever, timely, I don't know how, so many weeks, you know, whatever, which was fine with me. But no, I did not even do the meal planning thing. I clicked X on it. So, I mean, I don't want anything. I want the money refunded. I don't want the vacuum. That was the whole thing I was doing, was the vacuum. That's what this whole thing was. Is I got an email for a Dyson vacuum and something to do with for being a good customer, blah, 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 blah. And so, yeah, I mean, and I seen that meal deal, and I was like, no, I don't want anything to do with that. I hit the X button, and as soon as I hit the X button, it removed it from my screen. And then I got off the phone because I always get an alert, and then I seen the $59.89, and I was like, no, absolutely not. I was like, I hit the X, and I made sure it, like, did not have it on my screen anymore before I even completed the order.
I can offer you a 75% refund back into your account.
I want the full refund in my account. I did not okay that. I hit X for a reason to get it off my page, period. I want the full refund, or I want to be talking to someone else, your supervisor, whoever. I'm not paying $59.89 for something that plain as day said $5 for the damn vacuum. And whenever the meal replacement deal, because I know how these things get people, and that's why I was like, there's a little bitty baby X in the corner, and I hit the X, and it removed it from my screen.
And I can also give you a refund back of $55 back into your account, or there will be a $5 non-refundable setup fee.
Well, I was doing the $5 anyway, so if $55 gets back from my account, it better be put back in today, and I will be checking it. I've already got my attorneys and everything, backed over everything. I've been screwed before like this shit, and I knew better in doing this. That's why I have an alert set on my bank account to get every transaction notified to me. So it better get refunded.
Okay, let me just like, give me one moment, okay?
Okay.
Okay, ma'am, you was fully refunded. Be expecting that full refund back into your account within 3 to 5 business days.
Okay, 3 to 5 business days is hilarious because, like, you guys literally just immediately took it out. But yet it takes 3 to 5 business days to put something in that should not have been taken out. If it's not refunded back in the account, I've already told my attorney, and he said I already gave him your guys' site and everything. So if it's not putting back into my account, you will be hearing from me again.
Okay, yes, ma'am.
And I've got it set up. So if any more further purchases get taken out, I get daily alerts, and I have fraud, everything put on my account just in case someone tries screwing me over yet again. So, like I said, if it's not put back in my account, you guys will be hearing from me and hearing from my attorney.
Okay, do you have any more questions for me?
Nope, that's all.
Okay, well, thank you for calling Customer Support.
Bye.